Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on this week in business and marketing life. And then we still have our short Ask Us Anything later in the week and our big tips episode at the end of the week. So what do we got? What's going on this week? Well, I don't know if you saw this, but Meta just released data on what posts get engagement on their platforms. And of course, Meta owns Instagram and Facebook and all this stuff. And they released one stat that's kind of mind-blowing that also leads into impacts on other platforms. So what is it? So according to Meta, 97.9% of the views of Facebook posts in the past quarter, okay, do not include links to a source outside of Facebook itself. What does that mean? That means if you post something on Facebook with an external link, it is going nowhere because only 2% of the views, of all the views on Facebook, are those posts that have external links. They are completely deprioritizing external links. And then we see this across every platform. So Hootsuite released data about LinkedIn, right? Posts without external links on LinkedIn, without external links, receives 6 times more reach than posts with external links on LinkedIn. Right. So this is what every platform is doing. They're trying to get you to, number one, stay on their platforms, obviously. But the other thing that they're doing, which, by the way, I do this a lot, is that they want you to boost your posts. This idea of organic traffic from posts that you're putting out there to links that you're putting in the post without any paid boosting of that post, it's really a dying thing. Organic referring traffic is a dying thing. So you really want to consider baking into all of your budgets when you're posting on social media platforms and you want to promote something on your website, on a landing page, somewhere else with an external link. You need to be thinking about boosting those posts. And boosting basically means that you're going to pay to have that post get circulated. And I will tell you, the cost for boosting on the platforms is very reasonable as compared to other ad placements and other programs, other sites and publishers, all this stuff. And you may be like, well, I don't want to do that. That shouldn't be the case. Well, it's their rules, not yours, and it works. So don't just think you're going to be able to post stuff with external links and it's going to work, because it's just absolutely not going to work. Another thing that there's been a major shakeup of this week is affiliate marketing. It took a major hit this week. So there was a big article in the Wall Street Journal that came out about how Google has changed its rules around how product review sites appear in its search engine. So Google's new search rules basically are completely discounting information from sites like CNN underscore or Forbes Vetted. There's a laundry list of these pay-to-play platforms where on these platforms, there'd be reviews, but the reviews would be written by freelancers who are paid, right? And when people are clicking in them and buying and stuff, they would be getting affiliate money. But Google is now banning or trying to ban all of these different types of pay-to-play reviews, shifting more towards the organic reviews. Obviously, Google reviews is a big part of that. And so the world of affiliate marketing, I think more and more affiliate marketing is going to have a hard time with the way that these ecosystems are heading. So if affiliate marketing is your core go-to-market strategy, I think you really need to consider some other avenues of traffic, because it's going to become more and more difficult. Another thing that I mentioned the other day, I just want to bring it to light again. Oh, that's a pun, because I'm talking about daylight savings time. I think people sleep on this. You know, daylight savings time is coming up in a few days, coming up this weekend. And the days following daylight saving time, everybody is miserable because everyone's a little tired because we lose an hour of sleep. So the 3 days following daylight savings time, especially for email, you'll see about a 15% lower open rate, percentage of people opening up emails for those emails delivered between 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. for that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday following this weekend. So it's just something to think about if you are promoting anything, whether it's consumer or business, those 3 days following, because it will have an impact. I know how silly this sounds, but it will have an impact. Speaking of silly, let's talk about completely useless information. This week, okay, Grey's Anatomy, their 21st season has their mid-season premiere. That is out of control. 21st season. And I used to watch Grey's Anatomy. I cannot believe they're still pumping out new episodes. Do you know when they started back in 2005? Facebook was barely even on the radar, barely a thing. Friends, the show had just ended. iPhones didn't exist when this show started. Okay? That is weird. I mean, Taylor Swift had not released an album yet. That is how long this thing has been around. And I have a very sad connection to Grey's Anatomy. Sad for me. This is so random. So, of course, there's McDreamy, right? Patrick Dempsey used to be on the show, and he's the hot doctor guy that they all called McDreamy. And the sad part for me is that when I was a kid, there was a movie called Can't Buy Me Love with Patrick Dempsey, and it was a pretty popular movie. And it was cool because, you know, everyone gets, oh, you know what celebrity you look like? And I would get, I look like Patrick Dempsey from Can't Buy Me Love. And this was cool because whatever. And then Patrick Dempsey, maybe people probably realize this, he went ahead and he got a nose job. Okay, he got a nose job and then he became hot. Okay, ever since he got a nose job, not once in my life have I been told that I look like Patrick Dempsey. It like stopped on a dime. I was like, this is terrible. The one celebrity I look like had facial surgery and now I don't look like him. Now everybody thinks he's hot. Whatever. What are you going to do? I also saw this, by the way, on Netflix. They just added Runaway Jury, which is an old movie that has Gene Hackman in it. Two things. Number one, if you've never seen Runaway Jury, I know a lot of times people are like, oh, who cares? It's an older movie. This is one of the best movies. It is so good. So you want to watch Runaway Jury. I do feel very bad about Gene Hackman passing away. And the whole thing about how he passed away, I'm not sure if everybody saw this in the news. What's going on? His dog passed away. His wife passed away. The whole thing is beyond weird. I don't even know what happened in there, but I feel bad. But at least he got to 95. So that's good. So check out Runaway Jury. And yeah, Eventastic. This is our large free virtual event. Eventastic is spelled the word event and then astic. So it's 1t.com. It is coming up. We only have a few virtual seats left. If you put on webinars, in-person events, virtual events, if you want to learn about public speaking, this two-day event is going to be wild. We have Andy Cohen from Bravo speaking. You want to get registered at eventastic.com. It is free. We are running out of spots. Hope to see you there. Thanks for checking this out. Later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.